May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We'll read a few verses from 1 Peter chapter 2. One of my prayers has been sort of ramped up even more is that when you're a teacher and you get to spend the kind of time I get to spend in Scripture, which is part of my vocation, you get to see a lot of things. I get to discover a bunch of stuff. I am grateful for what God's called me to do because that's something I love to do. But one of the things I've asked the Lord is, Lord, I really want to be very intentional in that anything that you show me that's a revelation to me, Lord, I want to walk in it. I want it to be a word that's implanted, that James talks about, not just another word that I write down in my journal, and then 2 years from now go back and go, oh, wow, forgot about that word. And so I pray that for all of us. This is 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to read these couple of verses, these three verses, then come back and look at something. Verse 6, for this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone. And he who believes in him, who is the precious cornerstone, shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word. And to this doom, and the word doom is in italics, they were also appointed. Well, I don't believe the word doom should be there. It's in italics because they added it to try to make sense. That last verse should read, a stone of stumbling, this is for those who aren't believing, who don't believe, a rock of offense, for they stumble because they are disobedient in their unbelief to the word, to this for which they were appointed, the word. But go back in verse 7, and what I read to you from the New American Standard is, this precious value that is for those who believe, but the King James says it in a different way that I think is more accurate to these verses. Because in verse 6, a quote from Isaiah 28 refers to Jesus as that precious cornerstone. And so this is the way verse 7 reads in the King James. Now unto you, therefore, who believe, which are believing, he is precious. But for those who don't believe, again, now to you who are believing, he, Jesus, the chief cornerstone, he is precious. I just love the way that's written. And that word precious there simply means something that costs a lot or has great value, has great worth, great value. And the word believe there is written in a form that it's a lifestyle of believing, or you're committed to faith in a place and you keep walking it out. See, a faith that doesn't have muscle enough to last through a circumstance has very little profit at all. It's easy to believe at first, but things don't always change at first, do they? Sometimes we have to walk through things. And so one of the God uses stuff in our lives in this fallen world to build muscle in our faith so that there's some perseverance to it. But here's what I want you to see. If you look at those verses together, he says to those who aren't believing, I don't think he's necessarily referring to lost people versus saved people. He's saying the word that was appointed to you, it has no value. this word to which you were appointed. In other words, every time you and I go through anything, whether it's a certain area in your life where you struggle in failure and sin, just one of those strongholds in your life, or maybe it's some situation or circumstance that can just involve stuff or relationships that are challenging. For every one of those places, you've been appointed, and there's a word that's been appointed to you for that. And Jesus is only going to be precious to you, have value to you, if you believe. Think again about that scripture that we said, it's like the gospel within the gospel. It's sort of a great description of how precious Jesus is to us for everything and every situation. The God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I love the way that ends there, or everything you put your hand to. You don't just squeak by or barely make it, or I'm glad that's over. You abound. Life and life more abundant in situations and circumstances or in that particular temptation. But you see, grace works through faith. And faith has great precious value. And we've said before, a better way to translate that scripture, because all grace is in the person of Jesus, and the God of limitless ability has abounded all that Jesus is to you, that you always having his all-sufficiency in everything may abound to every good work. But if grace isn't mixed with faith, the great value that's in grace, that's in Christ, has no value to us. Unto you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. Unto you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. Now, I share that word again from 2 Corinthians 9:8, because that's a good appointed word for everything that you'll ever face. But the Lord promises us, the word appointed carries the idea of you've been assigned to something, but you've not only been assigned to it, you've been equipped. If I appoint somebody in a position, I don't just believe they're called, I believe they're called because I believe they're equipped to carry out the position. And for everything God's called you to in this fallen world, every battle that you fight, God says that you've been appointed there. He believes that you have enough faith, just as a Christian, to appropriate the great value that Jesus is for you in that situation and circumstance. And that if you'll hear his voice, he has a word for you there. Every one of you who you are going through something, God has given you a word. Either from Scripture, that still small voice in your heart, or through some prophetic thing. God's given you a word. And the Lord says, you've been appointed, you're equipped to believe him, to believe that word. And again, that's why I love sharing that place in 2 Corinthians, because if you say, well, I've never gotten a word, well, you got one now. All grace, that you always having all sufficiency in everything, you've got a word now. And the only difference between you experiencing the supernatural activity of Jesus sustaining you and lifting you up in your situation victoriously, or knowing victory and freedom in that place of temptation. The only difference is God's already done it all. He's set you in that situation. He knows you're there. He's equipped you with the grace of Christ. But unto them, therefore, who believe. He's precious. The only difference is between victory and defeat. You don't need to get anything from him. You've already got everything in him. The difference between victory and defeat is believing. It's very simple. It may seem challenging, but it's very, very simple. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.